Nicole in bed. Morning to you. Russell, Claire, Ryan and Alex on the way to Glastonbury. I will see you there later. Cannot wait for that. Lucy, Beck, Jess and Dan on the way to Gatwick Airport. They're off to Cavos today. Shanksy the trucker and also Simon and Ashbourne. Good morning to you. Got Paloma Faith and Kid Cudi next. It's 4:30. Let's get some news now with Rebecca Pucciello.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Michael Jackson has died after suffering a heart attack.
Newsbeat.
The legendary king of pop, Michael Jackson, passed away on Thursday, June 25th, 2009 at 2:26 p.m.
That's Michael Jackson's brother, Jermaine. He was taken to hospital but died soon after. Fans, friends and stars from around the world have been paying tribute. Newsbeat's US reporter Jonathan Blake has the latest.
Paramedics were called to Michael Jackson's house around midday. They tried to resuscitate him and took him to a hospital nearby. 2 hours later, he died. As the news spread, fans gathered outside the hospital in Los Angeles, some of them crying, others clutching tributes to the king of pop. Michael Jackson was 50. He'd had health problems for some time. It's thought there'll be a post-mortem examination later to find out exactly how he died.
And here are some of his fans in LA.
It is crazy. I'm a huge fan of Michael Jackson and entertainment, and this is something that is going to be life-changing. It's the day the music died.
Yeah, it just seems so unreal. I just cannot believe that this is happening.
Michael Jackson's career began at the age of 5 as lead singer with the Jackson 5, but his solo breakthrough came in 1982 with the album Thriller. But his behaviour became more eccentric, his lifestyle began to overshadow his music. Although cleared of child abuse allegations 4 years ago, his image took a serious knock. Here's Jackson's family spokesperson, Brian Oxman.
They are hugging one another and the words are not coming. There are no words for which they can even say what they feel. The hurt is just overwhelming. The sadness is more than I can bear.
And we'll bring you more on this story throughout the morning on Newsbeat. Radio 1 Newsbeat, there's plenty more at 5:30.
This is BBC
Radio 1. Wake up with Moyles, get home with Mills,
and stay up with Grimshaw.
I'll be the late night.